The Author at Work, The Art of Writing Fiction. Lecture 4. God is in the Details. The Importance of Detail.
There's a quote by Ralph Waldo Emerson that I love. God is in the details. And this is never more true than when it's applied to writing. Why? Why is detail so important in your work? Because detailed description, along with dialogue, is what sharpens the scenes in your writing for your character and your reader. Detail is what differentiates the world you're creating from anyone else's. It's your thumbprint on your written world. It makes it belong to you. It's what enables you to create a world so complete and so real for your reader that your reader walks into it by opening your book or story and walks out of your fictional world again with memories of that world because it is so well-rounded and so well-described. I've had readers write to me and say they've dreamed about my novels because the worlds contained in them feel so real. How does this happen? It's because of descriptive detail. I'm going to give you an example by my literary idol, Stephen King, about how detail enriches narrative. Remember how we were talking earlier about Hansel and Gretel when we broke down their story into plot points? Here's the story scraped of its detail down to its very plot. If all the story is there, Stephen King asks in his book On Writing, then why even bother with detail? As it happens, I think that in really good stories, the whole is always greater than the sum of its parts. If this were not so, the following would be a perfectly acceptable version of Hansel and Gretel. Hansel and Gretel were two children with a nice dad and a nice mother. The nice mother died, and the father married a bitch. The bitch wanted the kids out of the way so she'd have more money to spend on herself. She bullied her spineless, soft-headed hubby into taking Hansel and Gretel into the woods and killing them. The kids' father relented at the last moment, allowing them to live so they could starve to death in the woods instead of dying quickly and mercifully at the blade of his knife. While they were wandering around, they found a house made of candy. It was owned by a witch who was into cannibalism. She locked them up and told them that when they were good and fat, she was going to eat them, but the kids got the best of her. Hansel shoved her into her own oven. They found the witch's treasure, and they must have found a map, too, because they eventually arrived home again. When they got there, Dad gave the bitch the boot, and they lived happily ever after the end. I don't know what you think, King continues.